Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. So today's podcast episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit casual. And what I mean by that is that I am not going to be talking about any issues in society right now. I'm not going to be talking about any like tough topics, I guess, anything that relates to the brand Society Says. And the reason for that is just I don't have any like inspiration to talk about any of those topics, and I don't want to like force myself to talk about something when I don't really have like the motivation or have anything to say. I don't know. I just like am not in the right mindset, and I haven't been this whole week, which is why I have decided to go ahead and just talk today. I'm just going to talk about things going on in my life, how quarantine has been, maybe some tips for you guys, what to do in quarantine, what I'm excited about when everything goes back to normal, just random stuff. And if that's not your thing, then you can definitely exit out of this episode and tune back in next week. That is totally fine. But this is how it's gonna be today. So if you want to stick around and listen, then do that. So I thought that I would kick it off today with talking about how quarantine has been for me. Actually, not just quarantine, but ever since this whole outbreak happened, what has happened in my life. So this happened, I remember this actually so vividly, the day before everything like went crazy. Actually, I think it was like, I want to say it was probably 3 days before everything went crazy. But I remember it was right before me and Angel were headed to Hawaii. He had left to drive to California a day sooner than I did, because that's where we were flying out of. And part of the reason was because his family was sick, and we both knew that I would probably get sick, and then like I'd have the flu while we're in Hawaii, and that would just not be fun at all. So I stayed behind, and wow, it is so, so weird to think about that day, because everything was so normal. Like, we knew that the virus was out there, but the world wasn't in a panic yet. And it's just so crazy to think back. Like, I remember waking up early in the morning and leaving. And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, why did I leave at this time? Because everyone's going to school. Everybody's going to work. Like, there's so much traffic. Why did I choose this time? And now, like, nobody's going to school and a lot of people are not going to work. It's just so weird to think back to that. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this whole time has been like a time warp. I feel like we've been in quarantine for like 3 or 4 months. Anyway, so I get to California a day later and we fly out to Hawaii. And it was probably like after the first day of being there that the world started to go into a panic, and everything was fine, like, in Hawaii, because, I don't know, Hawaii's a really chill place, and nobody was in panic there. But that's when we started seeing people, like, on our social media, recording the stores and, like, showing all the empty shelves and, like, the toilet paper gone and stuff like that. Which, by the way, what's up with that? Like, why? Why are people stocking up on toilet paper? I don't understand that. If anybody understands, please tell me, because I don't get it. I don't understand like why people are fighting, like literally fighting over toilet paper. It's just very interesting to me. And I am down to my last roll if anybody cares to know that information. And I don't know what I'm going to do when that roll disappears. Anyway, so yeah, we were in Hawaii, and just every day we heard more and more about this virus, and we saw more and more videos of people fighting over toilet paper and just food being gone in stores. And the person that we were on vacation with, he was not helping the situation. I really did not want to hear anything about this virus because I could feel a freak out moment coming on, and I just knew I was going to burst any day. And so every time he brought up the virus, like, I just wanted to start bawling. Like, because I knew that it was just swelling up inside of me. I just had to, like, let something out, but I just didn't know when it was going to come. Anyway, I hated the fact that he kept bringing stuff up, but he would always, like, turn on the news or tell us an update on the virus and, like, how many people died yesterday or how many people died overnight. And I was like, oh my gosh, can we not talk about this? Like, it was just, it was scaring me because my first freak out was all about me freaking out that I was going to get sick because I'm somebody that, unfortunately, was born with a super weak immune system. My whole life has been just getting sick, and not just like getting like the cold and stuff all the time, but it's like getting viruses and the flu and just weird sicknesses, getting like bacterias and parasites and whatnot. Like, I am that person that gets all of those things. Because my body is just, it just is weak. It can't protect myself from those things, and I just get everything. I won't even start with what I caught when I was in Thailand. I seriously had fevers and aches for a month in Thailand because I got 4 different things, like, back to back. So anyway, that was my first freak out. It was during Hawaii, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I remember I got on Marco Polo and I sent a video to my sister just bawling my eyes out. I was like, I'm freaking out about this virus and I don't know what to do because I'm going to get it. Because, like, how am I possibly going to avoid this? I've never been able to avoid anything else. And she made me feel better. She always does. And she, like, studied diseases in school. So she actually, like, really made me feel better because everything she was saying was, like, all scientific and smart. But yeah, that was my first breakdown. I was really scared of getting this virus because since the whole world was in a panic, that scared me because I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this and I'm going to die. And it's weird to me because I don't think that I'm scared of death, but like I was scared of getting it. I think I was scared of the misery that comes with it. And yeah, that I was just really scared. And towards the end of our trip, the closer we got to flying back to LA, I was freaking out even more because I knew that LA was one of the places that was hit really hard. And we were planning on being there for a couple days too. But we landed and it was like a whole other world. Seriously, Hawaii was just fine. Like, nobody was panicking. People knew about the virus, but like nobody was freaking out. We land in LA. And we were waiting for our baggage, and like I coughed, and everybody backed away from me. Everyone is like covering their face and like they're freaking out. It was seriously like a whole other world. It was crazy. Anyway, my second freakout moment was I think it was like the third day of being in LA. me and Angel were on a walk. And this freakout moment was honestly just about, I think I actually might have mentioned this in an episode already, but it was just about something with our religion and being married, which I'm not even going to explain, but it was just getting me emotional because of, like, just that. I guess I'll just go ahead and explain it, because if I don't, it just sounds weird. So me and Angel, we are Mormon and we got legally married, but we have not gotten what's called being sealed in the temple. And that in our religion is being sealed together for eternity. So right now we're only married on this earth, but we haven't actually been sealed so that we're together forever, like after we die. So little lesson on, you know, our religion. So that just kind of got me emotional because I was just thinking of like the worst case scenario that like we both get the virus and die. Like, I was kind of being dramatic, but it was still all fresh. And that was, I think that happened the weekend that like places were like shutting down and just they announced, like, I forget what Trump announced, but it basically freaked everybody out and there was like no food in the stores. So I was just getting very emotional and worked up. But so far, I've only had those two freakouts. Ever since then, I just realized that I just need to live and keep just living life, you know? Obviously, inside my house and safe. But once I got all of that out of my system, I just realized that there's no reason to, like, freak out or stress or worry, because it's just a waste of energy. You know, I just want to use this time to do the resting that I've been wanting to do or that I've needed, and to also just, you know, keep working on my film stuff. You know, I want to build up my portfolio, and when all of this is done, I want to have a lot of projects lined up that I want to go do. So I've definitely been a lot more calm since then. I haven't had a freak out, but I wanted to share that because if you guys have had freak outs, you're not alone. I'm pretty sure everybody has had a freak out at one time or another during this whole experience, because it's unusual. What's happening is very strange and it's scary, especially when the whole world is freaking out. Like, that's not a very settling thing to watch. So I just wanted to share that with you guys so that you know that if you went through the same thing, or if you're going through it right now, you are not alone. And in general, just any feelings that you are feeling right now, just know that there are plenty of other people everywhere in the world that are feeling the same thing or other similar emotions. Anyway, since then, we came back to Arizona, and it's been, I think, 5 weeks now that we've been quarantined in our house, and we really have just spent most of our time together, you know, because before this, we did not see a lot of each other, because Angel travels a lot for work, so, yeah, we just didn't see that much of each other, so we kind of are seeing this as a blessing that we're able to spend time together. We've been playing Monopoly, I've been kicking his butt at that, and watching TV. We've actually been watching The Walking Dead together. That's like the one show that we're watching together. That and The Office, but I've already seen The Office. He's just now seeing it for the first time. So we, like, sometimes watch that together, but sometimes he watches it on his own. Actually, I just recently started over Santa Clarita Diet. So let me talk about this show for a second. I'm going to pause on the whole quarantine virus thing and talk about this show. If you guys have seen this show, then you probably won't judge me for seeing it either. But if you guys are one of those people that saw like a couple episodes and you clicked out of it because it's super weird, then you're probably giving me the same reaction that most people have given me for watching this show. So I remember I started watching this episode, or not episode, I started watching this show back in high school. It was my senior year, and I loved it. I don't know what it is about it. It's such like a weird, twisted humor of a show. Like, it's just really weird. It's quirky, it's twisted, it's great, it's hilarious. Yeah, I really don't know what it is about it. It just has a certain vibe to it that just makes me very happy. It is pretty, like, gory in a sense, and there are some scenes that are a little bit, like, suggestive, like, raunchy a little bit, but, like, it's really not that bad, because I usually can't watch stuff like that. I don't know, it just makes me feel weird watching stuff like that, so if I can watch it, you guys are fine, too. But, yeah, it's... I don't even know how to explain the show. You guys just have to watch it. But I remember when I first started watching this show, the person I was dating at the time judged me so much for watching this show. I was like, you have to watch a show with me. I'll start it over. I'm already like almost done with the first season, but we can start it over and watch it together. We watched like 2 episodes or something, and he judged me so hard. He was like, why are you watching this? And let me just clarify that this was before we actually became a couple. This was like pre-dating. So that was definitely a risky move for me to make, but it just, like, at the time I was like, why are you judging me? But now that I'm rewatching it, I kind of forgot about it, because I stopped watching it because I just, like, I got busy with school and whatnot, and I just forgot about it. But I saw it earlier today, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to watch this, because now there's 3 seasons. I'm going to watch this. And I see why he looked at me so weirdly. and judged me. It is a pretty weird show, but I highly recommend it. It's entertaining. What else do you need in quarantine? Just something to entertain you. So do that. It's basically a zombie movie, but funny. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. What other shows have I been watching? I've been watching New Girl a lot because Netflix got rid of Friends, and Friends was always like my show that I just went to, my go-to show that just made me happy. So I've had to replace it with New Girl and The Office. But yeah, I've been watching New Girl every single day. I'll just like put on a random season and just play it, and I'll go do things and while it's playing in the background. Oh, also, I watched Next in Fashion. I love shows like that. I like shows that involve like creators and them making stuff, and then like just a bunch of talented people coming together, and they are like giving it their all, producing amazing work for judges. I love it so much. Yeah, that's a great one. Like, I'm not a fashion designer. I don't make clothes or anything, but I love watching it. That, and what else have I watched that's like that? I think it's called Glow Up, or it's just Glow. I can't remember. It's the makeup show. It's basically the same thing. All these makeup artists come together, and they're competing for money. The other one, why can't I think of them? Oh, Skin Wars. That, okay. I got Mama Grub hooked on Skin Wars back in the day when that was like kind of newer. Actually, I don't know if it was newer. I don't know when that was aired, but yeah, we would sit and watch that together all the time during my senior year of high school. Yeah, it's basically just a bunch of painters painting nude people. Don't worry, they like put pasties on the women and everything, and they have underwear on. Wow, this is making me sound super weird. Like, I have really weird taste. Maybe I do have weird taste in shows and movies, and that's okay, you know? Like I said, you just need to be entertained during quarantine. But if you guys want to take any of my suggestions on what to watch on Netflix, those are my suggestions. I don't think I have any more of, like, the competing ones. I don't think so. Oh, how could I forget? Oh my gosh. Total Drama. Total Drama is a game show, but it's animated, and it's amazing. I don't know why I like it so much. Why do I like shows like this? My sister asks me that all the time. She's like, why? Why do you watch these? And I don't know. Like, it just entertains me, especially when it's animated. I think that was a genius idea, whoever came up with that. Oh, man. Anyway, that has honestly been what's been going on. I have been actually alone for most of this week. Angel went to LA to help out with the whole mask selling business that we have going on right now. His family is making masks every single day so that people are able to get some face protection during this time. And I think I have another week and a half on my own. But yeah, guys, I need some humans in my life ASAP. Oh my gosh. And this is so weird too, because I am somebody that is okay with isolation. I'm definitely okay with being on my own. I actually love being on my own. And it's just weird that I feel like, sorry, I thought I heard something, like it's raining or something. I'm just gonna peek outside even though I can't see a thing. Oh, it's my fan. Okay. The fan that has been going on the entire time. Okay, anyway, like I said, I need human interaction in my life. Yeah, I didn't ever think I'd get to this point. And I don't think it's that I've changed. I think that I just got way too used to having Angel here literally 24/7. And then, like, all of a sudden he's gone and I'm just here by myself. So I think that was, like, a weird, sudden transition. And yeah, I'm slowly going back to normal. But again, none of us have actually all... Wait, that didn't make sense. None of us have all been quarantined for such a long time like this before. So I think that this is like a new thing. All of us are starting to feel like new feelings and emotions, and yeah. Talking about something, you know, a little bit more serious, I guess, with the whole emotion thing. Earlier this week, I actually haven't had like the greatest week. I'm just going to put that out there. And I want to talk about this because I know for a fact that there are people out there that are also having a bad time. What is going on out there? Now, put out any information that's, you know, going on that is, you know, between me and other people. Anyway, but earlier this week, I had some sort of just interesting conversation with someone that's close to me in my life, and it was just really hard on me. And like a day and a half later is when Angel left town, and so being on my own since then and after that happened, it has not been a great week, and it's really got me like in my feelings and in my head. And I think that's why I'm starting to feel these difficult feelings that a lot of people around me are feeling too. Just that like feeling of like loneliness and just missing loved ones and just feeling off too. Like I know that some of my friends have expressed to me that like not only do they like miss their family so much, but they also just feel weird nowadays. Like they just don't feel like completely normal. And I've been thinking about that. You know, I think that is normal for everyone to be feeling right now, to just feel off. That's the only way I can put it, just feel off. Because what's happening is weird. And I think our minds don't really know like how to deal with it because we haven't had to go through this before. We haven't had to be in a situation where we are forced to stay away from our family and from our friends and from just outside activities. And literally we just have to like stop almost everything in our life. And I just, you know, I just want people to know that everyone, for the most part, you know, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but there are so many other people in the world right now. And this is what's crazy about it, is that it's across the entire world that so many people are feeling the same thing that you're going through. We're all having a hard time. We're all handling it differently as well. And just speaking from what happened to me this week, I do want to say that I just want to emphasize that everybody goes through things differently. And if someone in your life is acting weird or they're acting out in any way, just don't try not to take it personally, because you just don't know what's happening in people's life. And this even goes for when this virus isn't happening, you know, when things are able to go back to normal a little bit. You really never know what's happening in other people's lives. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know if they're having like a bad day or whatever, because a lot of people hide things. Or a lot of people just don't want others to know what is going on with them. And so they'll say things or do things that aren't very pleasant. And I'm just letting you guys know that that could be the case. If someone in your life is not being very nice, you just try not to be upset about it. Try to look at it in a way that, I don't know, just try to look at it in a different way and just understand that everybody copes with things differently. You know, I'm not saying that is the case, that they're just lashing out because of what's happening. I'm just saying it is a possibility. But yeah, that's my little like 2 cents for you guys. So now to change the tone, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about things that I'm excited for when all of this is finally over, or at least like wrapping up. That's also something that I want to point out, is I don't think that this is going to just like one day be like over and we can go out and do the things that we did before and everything will be back to normal. I think it's going to be quite the transition, which, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people probably agree with me and are already thinking that. It's, yeah, I'm talking like I'm some expert or something. I'm not, and I know that. This is just what I think, and you know, some people might disagree, but I think it's going to be quite the transition. It's going to be kind of long, and yeah, I have no idea when it's going to happen, but when it does happen, I am just excited to be able to go out freely and talk to my friends in person. Yes, I'm excited for that. Although the downfall is that I think by the time this all wraps up, I think I'm not going to be living here in Arizona anymore. I think I'm going to be living somewhere else. So that will probably be the only downfall, is that I don't think I'll actually have any of my friends around me. I'm going to have to go out and make friends. So yeah, I guess that's what I'm excited for. I can go out and make friends. I am also just excited that my videos don't have to be a one-man show anymore. I have really been working so hard on getting videos filmed, and it's really hard to like think outside the box, make my videos different when I am the only one that can be in them. I'm the only one that can film them and edit them and just get them out into the world. It is literally a one-man show. So I'm excited to be able to work with creative people again. I'm excited to go dancing again, even though I don't do that very often. I'm excited to do that. I am so excited to just go to a cafe again and work. I love the vibe of cafes so, so much, and I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to be able to just go to a store and not feel like everything I'm touching is infected and I'm going to get this virus. I'm excited to be able to go on hikes and not have to wear a mask. Basically, I'm just excited for the feeling of not, like, the feeling of not feeling like I am going to get sick if I touch something or if I breathe in the air. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm just looking forward to life going back to normal soon. But I will say, I'm still, like, kind of grateful for this experience. I am very saddened to know that this experience is really affecting so many people across the entire world. And I pray for them every single day to have strength, you know, the people that are being affected by this. But I am somebody that really, I love a good challenge. I love something that puts me in an uncomfortable position and even scares me, because it really puts me up to the test to see what I am capable of dealing with and handling, and just to see what I do in a hard situation. So it's really been helping me to grow a little bit. And yeah, I noticed this earlier this week when that whole bad situation happened, how much I've grown just during this time of quarantine, because I've been doing lots of self-reflection and thinking of ways that I can grow and just look at things differently. And I honestly have been like, I've made some progress with that, and I'm very proud of that. But I think a challenge is good for the mind. It's good for us to realize what we're capable of dealing with when hard times come around. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up because it's almost at the 30 minute mark. I just want to let you guys know that I really appreciate all of you that tune in each week and listen. Even if you're somebody that only tunes in every once in a while, I appreciate you a lot. I love seeing the support and the love that, you know, is shown on my Instagram page and also just with people that I talk to. It's amazing. It makes me really excited to post every single day and interact with you guys on social media. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I see that and I love it so much. All right, next week I'm going to try to figure out how I can bring on a guest without them actually physically being here. I think there's like some website that I can use to do a recording, or I might just use FaceTime. Who knows? Anyway, I'm going to try to do that for you guys so that you can have another person on here so that you can listen to some new voices. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, guys, and I will be back next week.